you want, toll free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you there. And once again, freetalklive.com. As we launch into the third hour, it's Ian here.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
All right. Coming up here, we've still got a guy sentenced to 15 years in prison for selling some discs. Apparently, we'll explain more about what was on them. Brad wants to talk secession, and we'll take your calls about what you want. 855-453, that number brought to you by SACL CAI. Let's go back to David. He's listening to WSRQ in Sarasota, Florida, which is where we got our start a decade ago. David, go ahead, read your thoughts.
And I guess my other thing is it seems to me that... The main thing, all these things about Obama and Romney, I heard you telling that guy previous to me, you don't really pay attention to Republican or Democrat, and that's because it seems to me that they're both controlled by the same people, and they're pretty much the same.
And
who are these people?
I've got my theories, and maybe I should run them by you. I think it is the international bankers and the Federal Reserve. And,
certainly, whoever wins the election, Goldman Sachs wins too, because they contribute money to both sides.
How come a audit the Fed bill? I mean, I would assume the Federal Reserve would not want to be audited. Certainly not the way Ron Paul wanted it audited. How come it passed the House 2 years ago?
Because Ron Paul was pushing it, and I think there was a lot of grassroots support for it.
So they're not controlled. So these politicians might be influenced by rich banking organizations, but they're not controlled.
That's a fair statement.
All right.
But Harry Reid is running the Congress, and so he's pretty much going to try and kill it.
Some are more influenced than others. I'll give you that.
Yeah. I mean, he's totally blatant as far as I'm concerned. But the bottom line is, if everybody knows that the Federal Reserve is a total scam, I mean, that we can print, in fact, it's in the Constitution that we're supposed to print our own money, and we've delegated that to the Federal Reserve, and we're borrowing money at interest.
When you say we, do you mean the federal government?
And where in the Constitution? And where does the federal government, where in the Constitution does the federal government say it's supposed to print its own money?
It's
supposed to mint its own coins?
Yeah, it's supposed to coin its own currency. And it's not supposed to be paper, it's supposed to be gold and silver. And they've delegated that to the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve, I mean, everyone by now knows how the Federal Reserve was formed in secrecy.
I don't think they do. I think that the Federal Reserve is still largely a secret for most Americans. They don't have any idea that the dollar bills they're holding in their pocket are Federal Reserve notes and what the distinction between the Federal Reserve and the United States government is. I don't think they have any clue.
Well, there's a great video that I saw a long time ago, like 5 years ago, called The Money Masters. Have you guys ever heard of that?
I've heard of it. Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about it.
I've seen Money Masters, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic. But anyway.
They talk about how money is created through your signature, that, you know, basically creating money from thin air, the fractional reserve banking system, that sort of thing.
Exactly. And it was all pretty much, started by the Bank of England, and then the Rothschilds took over the Bank of England, and Federal Reserve is basically one of their, you know, they invented central banking, and they're the ones that are still benefiting from it.
Yeah, and one of the things I would say is I agree with you that the Federal Reserve needs to go, but I don't think it should be replaced by the state. That's not going to really help very much at all. But
if we give away the power to print money, take it away from central bankers and give it to politicians, I don't think we'll be any better off.
No, I think that the only solution for monetary freedom is, well, the freedom to create your own currency and market it.
I don't trust the federal government to have a value-backed currency because they'll fiddle with that. I mean, in Rome, in ancient Rome, they would clip a piece of the coin out and then require you to take it as a full ounce. And it doesn't seem like the governments are ever going to be controlled in that area.
Good call, David. Appreciate your thoughts, sir. Thanks for making it tonight. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I was just going to say that I'm surprised that more people haven't asked themselves, why is it that the law prohibits the Federal Reserve from being audited? Like, if what it was doing was so righteous, you know, and so...
Yeah, why wouldn't they want to be audited?
You know, maintaining monetary stability is what the claim is that the Federal Reserve is supposed to do, but why is it that there can't be public accountability like most other things?
Well, like the Liberty Dollar, a lot of things in government are not accountable publicly. But
because the people that vote don't hold them accountable.
How can you?
Well, hold on just a second. Because the vast majority of people who choose to vote are completely ignorant. When they go and they vote for president, once every 4 years, adding legitimacy to the process and all these things, they go in there, they say, I like this guy, I like that. My mommy said that he was a good one. I like his hair.
He's got a D next to his name.
You know, my grandpa was a Republican or, you know, whatever the stupid reason that they choose to vote. I'd say about half of them have no clue what's going on. And, you know, to get in there and cast a ballot, it gives them free rein. When you've got a bunch of people who are ignorant canceling out the people who are informed, then you're never going to have any kind of
vote. How is voting going to have the politicians hold themselves accountable?
There's some level of accountability to voting. It's a terrible, terrible system, but some level.
If you vote for one scumbag versus another, how does that, hold anyone accountable?
The idea is that you would have fewer scumbags.
I see what you're saying. So you're saying that if more people paid attention and knew something about the system they'd have better candidates?
In the magic world where people paid attention and didn't vote when they were ignorant, which that is obviously never going to happen, then you would have better candidates. This is why I believe,
in theory,
democracy doesn't work.
I don't know if you would have better candidates.
I don't know. I don't either. We'll never find
you
that.
You just might have better informed voters voting in between the same crappy candidates.
They call me a utopian because I believe that we should respect rights and treat people fairly, and that we don't need a hierarchical central control agency to have human rights. They call me a utopian, but I say if you believe that the democratic process can possibly bring something that is good or efficient, that you're the utopian.
You know, Mark, you say democracy doesn't work. I have to respectfully disagree. I think it does work. I just don't think it works very well because it's too easy to be manipulated by people with ill intentions.
But, I mean, doesn't everybody have some ill intention? I mean, everybody's got their agenda.
I suppose, but, I mean, the people, you know, I saw a funny picture on Facebook.
I'll call it marginally better than an autocracy.
Yeah, that's fair. I saw a funny picture on Facebook that said, you know, if the government is designed to protect us from criminals, what do you do when criminals
take over the government?
Take over the government. And it's an incredibly difficult situation to address.
Right. And if criminals are running your money system, then they certainly are not going to want to be audited. Yep. Now, one of the things I want to point about auditing is you look at the Liberty Dollar, which for many years, for about a decade, was the country's most popular alternative currency. The federal government took them out in 2007 by raiding their vault, by raiding their central offices, arresting their staff. Bernard von Nothaus is still awaiting sentencing.
2 years.
It has now been 2 years since he was found guilty by a jury of his so-called peers of counterfeiting because he made an alternative currency that, by the way, looked nothing like the Federal Reserve note. But nonetheless, they found him, and his silver piece had an 800 number on it and a website. I mean, it was clearly not Federal Reserve currency. But nonetheless, they convicted him, and they have yet to sentence him. 2 years later. What does that mean, Brad Jardis? I mean, as somebody who knows the court system at least more intimately than most people. This is federal court.
Well, I honestly really don't think I have an answer for that. I mean, it could be any number of things.
Do they have no obligation to ever sentence him? If he's found guilty by a jury and the judge just decides, you know, this guy's 69 years old, I don't think I'm going to sentence him.
I think that would probably violate your right to a speedy trial, but who's going to say that you're...
Who wants that?
Who's going to appeal that? Because, go ahead.
855-450-FREE. Speaking of auditing, though, the Liberty Dollar had an audit. They did a regular audit of their accounting and the amount of gold and silver they had in storage, and it was a third-party auditor that they brought in to prove to the world that they were legit. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations, absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and that number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the site there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you have missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. We've got live streams, we've got archives, we've got the webcam. In fact, if you want to watch the cam anytime, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. Of course, if it's live show hours, you're going to see us on. But the cam operates whether we're live or not. And if we're not live, you hear LRN.fm content at other times when you're on the cam page at cam.freetalklive.com. Plus, the chat room is built right into the same page. You can chat along with other Free Talk Live listeners.
So, Ian, you've been trying to do some fancy stuff with a Bitcoin wallet here recently, and you know, as Bitcoin gets more and more popular, because the volume of trading goes up, it seems like daily, but certainly over time, the volume of trading has been increasing exponentially with Bitcoins. Now, it's WordPress.com is taking Bitcoins.
Whoa, that's a pretty big deal.
It's one of the top 25 sites. Remember when I told you a couple of months ago that they were predicting that, three of the top 25 sites were testing, limited testing and taking Bitcoin?
There's one of them, huh?
Cha-ching. Okay, here it is. I told you.
So now you can pay for your WordPress hosting with Bitcoin. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. What was the caller's name that called in and said that talk show hosts are always talking about the things they
how right they were?
Yeah.
That wasn't you though, Mark. You got that information from somebody else.
Yeah. I'm just reading crap here. Anyway, if you're having trouble with the Bitcoin client. I know it's big, and I know that it takes up a lot of memory. You can go get a wallet right at blockchain.info. It's a free online encrypted wallet that allows you to actually do some things you can't do with a regular Bitcoin wallet. You can send Bitcoins to people's email addresses, to their Facebook accounts, to their cell phones, anywhere around the world, virtually, instantly, all for free. Bitcoins allow you to send and receive money all around the Internet for free. Blockchain.info. I think they're going to be huge, and the very fact that WordPress is taking them has already bumped up the price a little bit.
Well, you know, a lot of people that support the concept of agorism, that is working outside of the system with the intention of replacing the coercive system that we have with a voluntary order, should be huge fans of Bitcoin, because it is what could be the next big thing in money. I mean, let's say that the Federal Reserve, let's say that, sometime this year we see secession happen and Texas breaks away and Vermont and New Hampshire and, a bunch of states decide to break away. I mean, I know it seems unrealistic, but maybe it'll happen. Let's say the federal government crashes and burns finally and it just can't come back and, we're all on our own. Well, we've already got the replacement for the Federal Reserve note. Bitcoin's here. It's here now, and it is useful now, and it's only going to get more useful over time. So we won't have to create that new currency because we already have it. We're already using it.
There's a decentralized currency that does not belong to one of these things calling themselves governments. And this used to exist in the past, but now in the last several decades, the fact is the governments have found that they can milk the populace's production through fiat currencies. Mm-hmm. So there are virtually none in the world. There's now one that allow you to send and receive money virtually instantly across the globe, and you can get it for about, $11.25 individually. And I'm telling you, I think they're going to be worth thousands of bitcoins. Bitcoin is going to be worth thousands. Each bitcoin is going to be worth thousands of dollars. That's my prediction.
It's your prediction. It's just a prediction.
Yeah, it's just a prediction.
855.
I got my money riding on it. I'm not just telling other people to go out and do it.
No, that's true. 1-855-450-3733. Speaking of secession, I know, Brad, you wanted to comment on that particular topic. We'll get to this guy who's been put in prison for 15 years for selling some discs here in a bit, but I know that you had some thoughts on that issue.
Well, with all the discussion going on since the president was reelected of people wanting their state to leave the United States, I wanted to talk about the practicality of what would happen if that happened here in New Hampshire.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people may know when you leave or reenter the country, you deal with Customs and Border Protection.
Right.
Now, there's two different things that happen when you cross an international border, and one of those is immigration, and the other is customs. Now, if New Hampshire were to leave the United States and declare itself a sovereign nation, it would have to decide whether or not it was going to leave the immigration and customs reach of the federal government. And if it did, the federal government, I would never in a million years believe that the federal government would allow the border between itself and New Hampshire to be unprotected. because that would mean that anyone from anyone anywhere in the world could bring any type of item into New Hampshire and then bring that item into the United States.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So
they'd have to set up border checkpoints outside of New Hampshire.
Right. I mean, on the border.
Or Texas or whatever happens to secede. Texas has all those signers for their secession pact.
Right. And so I guess I think a lot of people like the idea of their state or wherever they may be leaving the country. But practically speaking, I mean, it is a huge deal.
You know,
they build some extra border checkpoints. I mean, what's the big deal?
I'm willing to talk about secession because I think it's an interesting topic and I think that it gets people excited. But I think that the more practical application is nullification. Nullification isn't a state deciding we don't want to do business with you anymore, United States. We want to be on our own. It's saying we don't want Obamacare, or we don't want this thing, this government program, or that government program. We just don't want to be involved. New Hampshire has already nullified. The fact is that Washington nullified the federal government on marijuana, as did Colorado, as did Maine on gay marriage, as did Maryland. I mean, there were all kinds of nullifications that went on in this last election. This is a relatively commonplace thing, and what the citizens of the state and the state politicians need to figure out is that, hey, we don't need to take this guff from Washington, D.C.
Right.
If we don't want to do it. There are just a few people clustered around in a whole bunch of Greek Revival buildings. They're not important.
Well, I mean, they are important because they control the levers of government, which take your money through the income tax and then redistribute it back to the state.
It'd be really interesting if the state decided that they weren't going to allow that to happen anymore.
But, okay, so I could see that happening a lot quicker than New Hampshire or some other state telling the federal government, we're no longer part of you. I could see there being an incremental backing off. But I just don't. I just couldn't see the federal government ever, you know, saying, okay, New Hampshire, you can remain and we're not going to take your tax dollars.
But it doesn't matter what they say. If enough people in New Hampshire are fed up with the federal government or whatever state, and they say to the federal government, we're leaving, what are they going to do about it? Besides roll in tanks, what can they do?
Well, you don't have to. That's not. We weren't discussing leaving. We were discussing what if New Hampshire decided that its citizens didn't have to pay income tax. That's another question.
But New Hampshire has nothing to do with the income tax. The federal government is a
sure
whole.
It does.
It's a whole different government.
New Hampshire has a bunch of people that are they're employed to protect its citizens, right? They wear badges. They drive around in cars. They carry guns. Those people could conceivably choose to arrest anybody who came to enforce that law in New Hampshire.
But then they would go to jail.
Who's going to put them there?
The feds.
Not if I mean, there's a lot of law enforcement officers in New Hampshire.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts welcome. Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filter. filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want toll free. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Lots of features are waiting for you there. You can enjoy them all. freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the listening options, the archives, and more, all given away to you at freetalklive.com. But it's thanks to great sponsors like Strategic Survival.
Right, strategicsurvival.com. It's a book that you can either get in, you know, whatever form you want to get the book. They've got all the forms of formats over there at strategicsurvival.com. But it gives you the information that you would need in whatever preparedness situation might arise. They've got all kinds of situations that they address, and they give you specifics on training, ways that you can practice so that you're you know, confident and experienced in ways, the products that you need to buy, the items you need to have, and real life experience that they give to you, the author there, David Jones, gives to you. It's a great book, and a lot of people want to make fun of preppers. I don't, never have, because I know that it's obvious that there are certain circumstances in life where, you've got to have these things. And like the folks in New York and New Jersey right now, you know, the preppers, they're doing fine. They've got their generators and they've got their food. They're fine. It's the other folks that are scrambling around. StrategicSurvival.com. Don't be one of those folks. StrategicSurvival.com.
All right. So we're going to continue with you and your thoughts. More on secession here in a moment, but let's go to Michael listening in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Ian and Mark and anyone else?
Brad's here.
Brad. Hello, Brad, as well. I just tuned in.
Hey, thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was just calling in about the Shining Coat.
We talked about that earlier this evening. Go ahead.
Yes, and I am a film and media studies major. It's a subgroup of the you know, studies of English, you know, that kind of stuff.
And this should be a valuable career.
Yeah, I'm actually doing my job, which is really nice. And I will say that I'm about 2/3 of the way through the movie, and I'm sorry, Sam, but I would say that only maybe a third of what I'm seeing is cited, and a lot of it's just kind of circumstantial.
So have you been convinced? Because Sam was convinced that Stanley Kubrick has in the past been involved in faking the moon landing and recording that. You're saying that not convincing.
I am saying that Stanley Kubrick would be the one director in Hollywood that if they were to encode something in a film, it would be Stanley Kubrick. Absolutely, like as a film studies major, absolutely that would be Stanley Kubrick. However, I'm saying that the director of this documentary doesn't cite any sources in certain base claims. Like at one point he says that the film of you know, Jack Torrance and Jack Nicholson's character is Stanley Kubrick and the wife is Stanley Kubrick's wife. And I don't see any sort of interview or any sort of admission by Stanley
Kubrick. He's just making that up.
Like the, yeah, well, it's not that he's making – I wouldn't say that he's making it up. I think
he's drawing a conclusion.
He's drawing conclusions that aren't cited, and I think that in a documentary you kind of have to do that. And in terms of just journalistic integrity, and I don't see that happening, but there are allusions to certain symbols where I could see the documentarian making points that could go that way, but you have to assume certain kind of base arguments that he doesn't prove.
Interesting. I appreciate your analysis of that. Anything else you wanted to share?
No. Not really, just keep up the great work, and
thanks,
I just thought
Michael.
I'd call in. I was interested by the conversation, and I decided to sit down and start tuning in. I got about 2/3 of the way through the documentary, and I was just like, well, there are things here that could draw that way, but there are... But you
did
to,
you decide you
know,
just couldn't get through the remaining third? It was just too unbelievable, or you just haven't gotten through it yet?
I actually planned to sit there and finish it, but
gotcha.
I just figured I'd call you guys while the topic was still fresh.
Thanks for the call and the analysis. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
If you get convinced at the end of the movie, go ahead and let us know.
I agree with him that there's quite a few things that are circumstantial, but if you have lots of circumstantial evidence,
that's proof, right?
Considered
proof in a court of law. Circumstantial evidence isn't thrown out or anything,
right? But I mean, if you have a lot of it, I mean, it certainly builds a better case.
So back to secession as a topic, Brad, you were saying that you didn't really believe that they could pull it off because the federal government wouldn't want to deal with it? Or?
I just think it would be a logistical nightmare.
Why? I mean, they don't seem to have a problem building checkpoints. I mean, here, build some checkpoints in outside of Boston and I-91, whatever.
Mean, there's a difference between a checkpoint on the roadway where you just stop and, you know, someone... you know, looks into your car and protecting the sovereignty of all 49 other states and, you know, all other territories that you can get to from there.
They've got the Mexican border, which is a pretty big border, and there are various different, you know, I think I was looking at Wikipedia, something like 50 million people cross there every single year. So.
And there's a bunch of crappy little crossings in, like, Vermont and that kind of thing. I went up to the
crossing, I've been through one.
I went to the crossing in New Hampshire when you take, I think it's 3 or 5, I think it's
three.
US 3, okay, mm-hmm. Straight up out of the top of New Hampshire, and I don't think there was anybody in that shed. Now, it's a felony, or at least it's against the law for me to try to pass into Canada, and I could end up spending...
It's against Canadian law.
Canadian law for me to go into Canada, and I could spend more time than I would like in a Canadian jail, as nice as it was the last time I was in one. but... You know, I'm not going to go and test them and get too close because I didn't know where the line was either. They don't really paint that thing on the road, so I didn't know whether or not to go. But it didn't look like there was anybody even in that shed. I could have snuck across the Canadian border when I was up there looking for moose in northern New Hampshire.
Yeah. I just fear that there's a lot more to it than just, you know, sending a letter or taking a vote. And, I mean, it could change the way we look at the area around us. I mean, if we have to go through checkpoints in order to get to Massachusetts and Maine. I mean, I'm not too sure why you would really want to go to Massachusetts.
Some people work down there.
Yeah, that's true. You got to go to work, but...
Some people live in, you know, on the border of the United States and
right,
Canada.
People cross the border, the southern border, every day to go to work in a lot of cases. Or, you know, they go regularly for shopping because they get things cheaper in Tijuana, that sort of thing.
Couldn't you see the state of Maine objecting to...
Yes. Let them object. Who cares? Alaska's disconnected from the rest of the
U.S.
As is
Hawaii.
That's true.
So, it's not an issue what everybody else thinks of New Hampshire seceding. If we can get enough groundswell of support for that sort of thing, and again, same thing for you and your state, if you can get enough people on board with secession, then, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it should be a done deal, and screw what people in Maine think.
I'm skeptical of secession myself. I think that the United States federal government is so close to insolvency that it likely will teeter and fall like a deck of cards before, because that's all it's got.
You think that's more likely before a state secedes?
Yes. The only thing that the United States federal government has, it has two things. It has the biggest things that go kaboom in the world. And it's got the petrodollar, and that's, you know, the U.S. dollar. The, you know, it's backed by oil from, you know, the, I don't know. There's a big go look up petrodollar. You can figure out what I mean there.
And they can make as many of them as they want.
And that's a real problem. And once they have exhausted what they can do with the currency, as I understand it, the life of a fiat currency is something like 25 years or something like that on average. There's a glaring example of the pound sterling, which has made it for a very long time, but it's the only, I think the U.S. dollar is the second longest lasting one. At least I saw that on a chart at one point. Maybe I haven't done my homework in that area to say that that's true, but you know, it might be time for the dollar relatively soon. They're printing an awful lot of them, and we could go into a hyperinflationary spiral.
So, coming up, Mark, you're going to share with us the story about a man looking at 15 years in prison, convicted, I believe, right? He's going.
Yeah.
For selling some discs. What was on those discs? We'll find out here in a moment. It's 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still enough time for you and your calls, your thoughts. If you would like to make that call, it's toll-free. 1-855-450-3733. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later... and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Well, it's your name, but enough time for you and your thoughts. If you make a call right now, 855-453. Whether you want to talk about secession or illegal gardening, we've been all over the place tonight. 1-855-450-3733 with you here. It's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark. And don't forget to join us at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, please, please become an amplifier. It makes a big difference for us when you amp the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $5 a month with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And then we'll take that $5 and we'll invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com if that's valuable to you. It's not about paying for a show that you like as much as it is paying to help other people find the ideas that we're talking about. There are a lot of great liberty-oriented shows on the internet, but there's only one that has made it to the world of radio listeners and AM and FM transmissions all across the country, and that's Free Talk Live. So if you want that to continue and you want new people in new markets turning on their car radios when they get in and being able to hear Free Talk Live, then you can help with that. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, things that will sweeten the deal a little bit, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, podcast, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, tell me about this guy going to prison for 15 years.
From RT.com, the Justice Department isn't exactly winning its war on intellectual property theft. The Attorney General says so himself. Until then, though, that doesn't mean they're going to start going soft. Mm. A Mississippi man was sentenced to 15 years and another three under supervised release this week after pleading guilty to selling five counterfeit DVDs and one bootleg music CD to an undercover agent. Now, jeez. I'd like to point out this guy had a bunch of other bootleg stuff in his house. Now, they only sentenced him for the six DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
And by a bunch, I mean a bunch, like 11,000 of them.
So basically about 2-some years per sale.
Yeah. Now, so let's say that this guy is a man making a living selling bootleg DVDs and CDs. 15 years is the kind of sentence one gets for murder, the kind of one sentence that one gets for rape, for armed robbery, for bank robbery, these kind of crimes.
It's crazy.
And at this point,
they're clearly trying to send a message.
Nobody was harmed. Now you can
you could argue the record company or the movie industry has been harmed by losing a $10 sale five times or $20 sale.
And I think that it's ludicrous to okay, so at the very least you should be charging him for the amount of stuff that's been stolen plus, you know, double it or triple it for punitive damages, $150. But they won't do that because they're trying to send a message.
Yeah.
And let me give the message here. This is from State Attorney General Jim Hood. Said, anyone who's selling counterfeit goods in Mississippi should be well aware by now that he or she will be arrested and face a serious prison term.
This guy presumes everybody who's doing file sharing on the internet is paying attention to the news.
Right, because this is the kind of hubris he has. He believes he's important in people's lives.
Right.
That he can ruin this individual's life. He can miscarriage justice in this way by throwing this guy in prison for 15 years. And that people, that young people that are doing this care. They don't care about you, man.
What I want to know, and I doubt your article reveals this information, but what I want to know is, what was he facing maximum? I mean, the dude took a plea deal.
Yeah. Well, they always scare you, you know?
I understand that. But he took a plea deal for 15 years? What were they coming after him with? Were they telling him life in prison?
I don't know. I mean, but what this tells me, the warning this gives me, don't go to Mississippi. These people are nuts. I mean, that's what I hear.
Right. And it's also probably a bad idea to sell bootleg. Look, just share the damn things. You know, don't start a business selling them.
I don't recommend it, but I do think that somebody's time and energy put into creating, like, you take a blank disc and you get the information, you put information on a blank disc, that's worth something. And I don't know what it's worth, but, you know, I get it. If
he probably wasn't getting rich off of this.
He probably wasn't. He probably somebody who's out of work and trying to make a living.
I mean, how much are you going to pay for a bootleg? You know, DVD brand new prices have come down.
How are you going to market these things?
Certain places just on the streets.
Yeah, you could do that, I suppose. Mississippi might not be the place to do it.
Want to buy a bootleg?
No.
Most people who get in trouble for copyright stuff get in trouble when they sell it. I mean, in order to be criminally charged for violating a copyright, you need to violate more than $1,000 within 180 days.
Okay.
On the federal level. So how they prove that, I'm not exactly sure, but if you sell it once.
Well, they didn't have to prove it. He took a plea deal.
Yeah.
Now, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, this is something that they didn't have to do. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder announced that the federal government would be handing out $2.4 million to more than a dozen law enforcement agencies across the country to help crack down on IP theft. Mm. Touting the Justice Department's accomplishments under the Obama administration, Holder announced that the alleged IP criminals are about to face a tough challenge if they plan on continuing to dabble in counterfeiting. So, you know, the federal government's handing out money so that other people can crack down for them.
Yeah. Well, $2.4 million really isn't that much money.
Local agencies love it.
Yeah, I'm sure they love it, but there are millions of people engaging in file sharing.
Well, they're not going to stop them, and they know they're not going to stop them. They can't possibly stop them. All they can do is take somebody and try to make an example out of them, you know, get somebody and shake their dead body at people.
Yeah. How often is this happening? This is the first I've heard of it, because normally it's the
first
story
I've heard of this, but usually it's some mom or grandma.
But usually that's just a financial civil kind of settlement where they
$600,000 is the last one I remember.
Right, but this is the first story I've heard about anyone going to prison.
Well, that's because this person's selling it.
Right, I get what you're saying, but don't really hear about that happening too often. I wonder if we're going to hear more of this. I mean, this is horrifying, and I agree with you, Mark. You know, if there's if there's damages, then he should be paying those damages to whoever it is that is owed the money, and he should be able to do that from outside of a prison cell. Look, you know, here you go, $250 or $1,200 or whatever the arbitrary amount is. At least then he can stay in the economy and still continue to be productive. This has done nothing to make anyone whole. This is going to cost. What are taxpayers going to have to pay to keep this guy in prison? What's it cost to keep somebody in a federal prison cell?
Okay.
$70,000?
$50,000? Yeah, I'd say about $70,000 a year would probably not be a...
Let's just call it $50,000. He's going to be in there for 15 years?
He'd probably get some
$750,000?
Yeah. That's about right. I mean, the American public, actually, in it's the state of Mississippi. So this isn't a federal prison, actually. This was a state offense. So let's say Mississippi.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was fed.
Even if it's $500,000, state of Mississippi keeps him under feeds him bologna sandwiches and keeps him in a hole in the ground or whatever. But you still have to pay the guards and all that other stuff that goes into it. It's a lot of money.
That's insane.
And it doesn't make any sense. If these people feel like they were wronged, whatever company's got their stuff bootlegged, give them some kind of settlement and let this guy pay them. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, that's outrageous. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Brett is in Manchester, New Hampshire. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I understand you have a format where I would be allowed to change the subject.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. I wanted to talk about this film, The Shining Code.
Okay, go ahead.
There is no conspiracy that I would like to believe more than the idea. And just if people don't know, I don't know if you've talked about this recently. Somebody called in last week with this idea that the Apollo missions were fake. Stanley Kubrick directed them, and there's a confession embedded in the 1980 film The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
The documentary, I watched it last night in preparation for doing a show about it myself, doesn't really stand up to logical muster at all.
So you're going to do a show about this?
Yep. We do a series about logic, and this is just it's too good to pass up.
I see. You're going to tear it apart tonight on School Sucks.
No, not so much the movie. I don't want to be disrespectful because, like I said, I really want to believe that the Apollo missions were fake.
And so you would have been the perfect person to be convinced by this film. You wanted to believe, but it couldn't even convince you.
I already have the confirmation bias going for me. I have an emotional investment in wanting to believe it. I want to shout it from the hilltop.
I watched this Finding Bigfoot or whatever it is on, I think it's the History Channel or something. They've got this series out. And, man, I want to believe it, too. But sometimes those guys just look like they're
crazy.
You know, they just look silly out in the woods.
So folks can listen to your show. What's the website, schoolsucksproject.com?
They can hear us on LRN.FM, or they can watch us at schoolsucksproject.com/live at 10:06 tonight.
Hey, very cool. That's Eastern Time. Brett from the School Sucks Project. You guys do a good show. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Awesome show.
Yeah, it's been Ian here with you.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
All right, we'll join you again tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget our Facebook and Twitter as well, where the conversation continues online at all times. freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.